Beloved, your Heavenly Father wants you to live fear-free and with full confidence, knowing He's protecting you. That's why in Pastor Joseph Prince's teaching series, Truths from Psalm 91, you'll learn what it means to live with supernatural 24/7 protection. This two-sermon audio series is yours, and thanks for a gift of any amount. And for a short time, we'll include for you a free bonus gift, Joseph Prince's powerful book, The Prayer of Protection, Living Fearlessly in Dangerous Times. In The Prayer of Protection, you'll discover how to activate God's mighty angels to watch over you and your family, and begin to walk in God's wisdom to stay safe. Be sure to get your book today. Call or click right now to request your resources and begin your journey into peace and protection. Don't live another day in needless fear or worry. Pandemics, civil unrest, natural disasters. We're living in volatile days, but that doesn't mean you need to live in fear or worry. On the contrary, as Pastor Joseph Prince will reveal over the next few minutes, although the days are evil, you, as God's child, can experience supernatural, round-the-clock protection. Get ready to discover the secrets of divine protection embedded in the iconic 91st Psalm. Stay tuned.
So the thing is that you want to understand what's happening around the world today. We are the end time generation. Amen. God says, we look at times past. Does God protect his people in times past? Yes. In that day, God says, I'll set apart. God is talking to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. I'll set apart the land of Goshen, the place of drawing near. Goshen means drawing near, in which my people dwell. Notice, God's people dwell close to him. That no swarms of flies shall be there. In order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land, I'll make a difference between my people, God told Pharaoh, and your people. Tomorrow this sign shall be. So even when plagues come, God makes a difference between his people and the people of the world. Are you listening, people? Don't fear the things the people of the world fears. You have a God. Amen. Like one bird to another bird. How come these human beings are running around so stressed, so tense, so worried? You know, the other one says, well, I guess they don't have a heavenly father like you and I who feeds us. Well, Jesus said, if God feeds the birds of the air, how much more will he feed you? Amen. So here's very clear. God makes a difference. No swarms of flies shall be there in the place where you draw near to God. And flies represents evil spirits. Beelzebub, one of the names of Satan, literally is Lord of the Flies. Some of you remember your English literature. All right? Now we go to chapter 10 of Exodus. The people of God are still in slavery in Egypt, and God sent Moses, sign after sign, plague after plague, and Pharaoh's heart was still hardened. And then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness which may even be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand, that's really dark, okay, towards heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. Now look at this. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days in Egypt. But the slaves are also in Egypt. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. I used to read this and never stop to meditate until one day I was reading this and I realized that this light is supernatural light. Because if this light is caused by the oil lamp, which they used in those days, the same resource is available to the Egyptians. But the Egyptians cannot light that night. It was thick darkness, but there was supernatural light in the dwellings of the people of God. So in these last days, there'll be a supernatural light in your families. Amen. Dwellings means your families. You have a supernatural light. Amen. All right, so that's the past. In the past, God kept his people protected. God made a difference between my people and your people, God told Pharaoh. Huh? Let's go fast forward, beyond even our time. Let's go to the book of Revelation. We are not around, we are in heaven. In our new bodies, we are looking down at the 7 years of tribulation. The book of Revelation predominantly, all right? The church is only mentioned in chapter 2 and three, and then from then on, you don't find the church anymore because the church is raptured. From then on, you see the church in heaven, okay, when the tribulation happens on earth. Okay, the Bible tells us that God will raise. Who will preach the gospel then? Because all the preachers are gone. All the teachers are gone. All the pastors are gone. All the missionaries are gone. So who will preach the gospel of the kingdom at that time? God will raise 100. God will save and raise 144,000 Jewish evangelists. Amen. We're talking about the future now. Because the Israel is left behind. Okay, those remnant that are saved will be going up, of course. And I'm believing God for a great revival in Israel. Amen. And I believe that many, many, many Israelis are going up. Many Jewish people are saved by then. But those who are left behind, they'll be saved after. Probably they saw what happened and they'll be saved after. And there'll be 144,000. The Bible says 12,000 from each tribe. 12 tribes of Israel, 12,000 from each tribe. Makes up 144,000. But even then, when evil things are happening on earth, look at this conversation between angels. Revelation 7. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. The seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea. And this angel said to the other angels, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. So whatever this seal on the foreheads of God's 144,000, it protected them from the harm that will come on earth. We gotta make sure that we are not ashamed of the name of Jesus. There are people blaspheming that beautiful name. The Bible says God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of things in heaven.
In Truth from Psalm 91, Pastor Joseph Prince reveals the keys to making God's secret place of safety your everyday home. This two-sermon audio series is yours, and thanks for a gift of any amount. And for a short time, we'll include for you a free bonus gift, Joseph Prince's powerful book, The Prayer of Protection, Living Fearlessly in Dangerous Times. For your gift of $60 or more, request the Safe Under His Wings package, and you'll receive both of these resources, plus the four-message DVD series, Positioned in His Protection. Or get the complete Promise of Protection collection, including all of the tools just mentioned, plus the Prayer of Protection devotional, and Joseph Prince's faith-building audio series, Activate Your Angels, yours for a gift of only $100 or more. Call or click right now to request your resources and begin your journey into peace and protection. Don't live another day in needless fear or worry.
The Lord just changed my life by leading me to hear Pastor Prince preach early one morning as I was getting my kids ready for school. After hearing about who I was in Christ and the benefits of knowing who I was and how much he loved me, shortly after that, I had taken ill while I was traveling. I was sitting in the emergency room, and I kept hearing this word in my spirit, resistant, resistant. And I knew now, because of who I had been listening to, I was like, no, you can't resist. Whatever this sickness is, it can't resist the word of God, the finished works of Jesus. And it wasn't until the next morning where I saw an infectious disease specialist. And he says, what you have is extremely resistant. And I was like, wow, Lord, you just told me that last night so that I knew how to believe. And the Lord healed me. He caused me to heal quicker than this guy had ever seen people heal from what I had. Changed my life. Thank you, Pastor Prince.
The reason I'm showing you this is because in principle, there is a seal on our heads that the world does not have. What is this seal, Pastor Prince? Revelation 14 tells you what it is. Then I saw the Lamb standing on Mount Zion. Let's go back to Revelation 7 again. 7. Go back to 7. Okay. Is there a verse 4? I heard the number of those who were sealed. 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000. 12 tribes, 144,000. In Revelation 14, it tells us what's a seal. Then I saw the Lamb standing on Mount Zion. Now this Mount Zion, where? Heavenly Jerusalem. Mount Zion, and the Lamb is there. So this is heaven. Amen. And look at this. With him were 144,000. So there is a rapture of this Jewish evangelist. Probably after 3.5 years of the tribulation, they go up. And once they are up, all right, the last 3.5 years are the worst. It's called the Great Tribulation. So the 144,000, when they are up, notice what's the seal they have. Who had his name, the name of Jesus, and his father's name written on their foreheads. I was reading this one day, and God spoke to me, and God says, today there is a seal that Satan can see on God's people. It's on your head. You can't see it, but it's more real than physical things, because physical things came out from a spirit thing. People say, if I can't see it, I cannot believe it. That's how shallow man has become, because everything came from God, who is a spirit. In fact, if you can see it, it won't last. If you can see it, it's temporal. This chair, you can see it, it won't last. Your clothes, it won't last. Your body, you can see it, it won't last. You won't carry this body to heaven. It cannot take the beauties of heaven. It cannot stand the perfect harmonies of heaven. You gotta have a brand new body. Anything you can see and touch is temporal. So, things you cannot see. The seal on you, the protection seal, is on you, child of God, and on your family. But what is this in type today? In type. They had it in the book of Revelation, the 144,000. But for us, having his name on our foreheads, having the Father's name on our foreheads means what? We are thinking of the name of Jesus. When we are in trouble, what's the first name we think of? Not our nearest banker friend, not another person, all right? It's not horizontal, because man whose breath is in his nostrils cannot help where real help is concerned, or permanent help is involved. Have you noticed that? You'll be disappointed. Amen. God wants you to be vertical in your faith. Amen. And when you have Jesus' name, you have a Jesus mentality. You have a Father mentality. That's why I covered the Father's name last week. Were you blessed last week? Yes. We covered the Father's name last week. And how you get conscious of Father, Jesus, Father. That is family. Amen. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows. In the world, when they cannot express their deepest anger, they use the name that's above every name to express their anger in blasphemy. Why do you think they do that? You know, if the name of another person who is deemed as holy is used in that way, the world will go up in arms. We gotta make sure that we are not ashamed of the name of Jesus. There are people blaspheming that beautiful name. The Bible says God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of things in heaven. Not at the name of God. Jesus is God, but it's not at the name of God. Let's have no confusion here. God says at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of things under the earth, that's hell, things on earth, and things in heaven. Amen. Angels, men, demons bow to the name of Jesus. Every knee will bow to the name of Jesus and say, he is Lord. Even Satan will bow his knees and say, Jesus is Lord, in hell one day. And God has ordained that this whole world will come into the hands of the perfect man whose righteousness is the scepter of his kingdom. He rules with righteousness. He rules with equity. Amen. He will judge and fight for the poor. We'll have a king. We'll have a emperor, a sovereign whose heart is kind beyond all measure, whose touch is healing. Amen. Whose presence is life. That, you know, no one died in Jesus' presence. Even in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Nobody ever died in Jesus' presence. And if Jesus attends a funeral, it's no more a funeral. Amen. So when you draw close to Jesus, my friend, just know that you are in the presence of life and resurrection. Amen. Amen. So we see the past, how God protected Israel in Egypt. We see in the future how God protect the 144,000 Jewish evangelists. So protection is in God's heart. Invariably, there'll be questions, and I understand, understandably so, questions like there are Martha's, Pastor Prince, how do you explain that? I shall try, all right, to the limited time that we have to answer some of these questions presently. Okay, and why did Paul suffer? All right, we have time. We're going to cover that as well. So let's go right now to Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, Hebrew Elyon, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty Shaddai. So the Holy Spirit is talking. In fact, you'll find the triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in Psalms 91. The first psalm is the testimony of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. And you know who the Holy Spirit is referring to? All of us have access today. But first and foremost, it is the Lord Jesus Christ. When he came as a man. When he came as a man, all right, he functioned as a man. He lived as a man. He was a man who dwelt in the secret place. Amen. And he was under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, verse 2 is the Lord Jesus, this perfect man, speaking. How do I know? Because this same verse, in him I'll trust, is used in Hebrews 2, verse 13, as coming from the mouth of our Lord Jesus. So the Lord Jesus says, the Holy Spirit says, he who dwells in the secret place, he answers, I will say of Yahweh, the Lord, or Jehovah, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, my Elohim, in him I will trust. He prayed this prayer. Father, I pray not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil in the world.
The safest place you can possibly be in this broken, fallen planet is what the 91st Psalm calls the secret place of the Most High. No disaster, disease, or calamity can touch you there. And in his exciting series titled Truths from Psalm 91, God's Promise of Protection Revealed, Pastor Joseph Prince reveals the simple but powerful keys to making that place of safety your everyday home. Right now, this 2-sermon audio series is yours, and thanks for a gift of any amount to Joseph Prince Ministries. And for a short time, we'll include as a free bonus Pastor Joseph Prince's powerful book, The Prayer of Protection, Living Fearlessly in Dangerous Times. And in gratitude for your gift of $60 or more, you'll get both of these resources, plus the comforting and encouraging series of 4 messages on DVD titled Positioned in His Protection. Simply request the Safe Under His Wings package with your gift. Are you ready to take a full and life-changing dive into a new life of peace and protection? Then you'll want the complete Promise of Protection collection, which includes all of the tools just mentioned, plus the Prayer of Protection devotional and the illuminating audio series, Activate Your Angels. All are yours for a gift of only $100 or more for a short time. Don't live another day in fear or worry. Call or click right now to request your resources and begin your journey into peace and protection. Life is good in the secret place of the Most High.
What struck me about Pastor Prince, he's the first one that taught me that it's not about what we do, it's about what Jesus has already done. And I spent years trying to figure out, well, how does one become righteous? How do you do it? What do you have to do? He was the first one to convince me it has nothing to do with what you do and everything to do with what you believe.
Right.
Because it's already been done. That's the whole purpose of Christ.
I started watching Pastor Prince on YouTube, and then I found his app, and I just want to show you my proud possession here. I bought every sermon back to 2009, and I listened to it for 4 or 5 hours a day. I'm a diesel mechanic, and I keep one headset in my ear, and I listen to the Word. And from the time I started listening to the Word, 7 days after that, I was delivered from the pills, from the alcohol, with no withdrawals. I was totally delivered from it. I get chill bumps just thinking about it.
Well, Psalms 91 is a psalm of divine protection. And God ordained that even the, you know, people say the chapters are not inspired. Yes and no, but God sometimes has his own style of doing things. That God will show you Psalms 91, 1. Verse 1 says, he who dwells in secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And 911 speaks volumes, especially for the generation that we are. 911. It speaks volumes to Americans. And by the way, their helpline is not 999 like ours. Yes, it's 911. So God is sending a message for modern people. Some of you know the Bible is practical. The Bible is advanced. God knows what's going to happen before it happens. Something very interesting in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it tells us that the bodies of two prophets will lie dead before God resurrect them in front of all the nations of the world. And it says that all the nations of the world will see their dead bodies. And when people read that like 100 years ago, they will laugh and they will say that the Bible is not practical. The Bible is dealing in fanciful imaginations. How can the nations of the world see the dead bodies of the prophets in the streets of Jerusalem? That was 100 years ago. Nobody is saying it's impossible today. But the Bible is more advanced than these mockers. God has time. Long after you die, God is still around. Let me just tell you this, okay? God has all the time in the world, and God wants us to learn from Him so that we lay aside making a God out of our reason and our heads. You see, if you say, well, Pastor Prince, you take the Bible as sole authority. I believe the Bible is full of flaws. You see, I believe you're making your mind your Bible. You are making your reason your sole authority. Everybody has a sole authority. They say they don't believe in anyone. They believe in themselves. They believe in their reason. They believe in their logic. They have deified their heads. Man whose breath is in his nostrils boasts above Holy Scripture that cannot be broken. As for me and my house, the Word of God is final authority. Amen. And church, let's all stand to our feet right now. God does not want your hearts to be troubled, doesn't want you to be in fear. The Jewish rabbis, I learned this from John G. Lake, a great man of God, who said that the Jewish rabbis, he said these words, the Jewish rabbis teach that if one will quote Psalms 91 seven times, faith will be in their hearts. Jewish rabbis recommend people who are sick to recite Psalms 91 again and again and again. The Jewish rabbis tell us, if you look at the Hebrew letters, they're always like crowns on top, little ticks, little crowns, they call it. You don't see it in our English Bible, but in the Hebrew, there's crowns. Of all the Psalms in the book of Psalms, Psalms 91 has the most Zion. What is Zion? Zion is a picture of the sword. It's a mark of a sword in all the letters in Psalm 91. So the Jewish rabbi says, it's a sword to cut the powers of darkness away from your life. And they do not know about, when they shed this, they live in hundreds of years ago, they do not know the world is becoming increasingly an evil place, getting dark, amen, where I want to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, however I want to do it. You don't tell me what to do, when I want to do it, wherever I want to do it, however I want to do it. So we are living in that world today where I, me, and mine is the most important thing. And God says, you see, I don't care how you raise your family. As for me and my house, we're going to raise the family in the way of the Lord. Like Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Can I have a good amen? So we are in perilous times. We are in days where men are lovers of themselves. But I'd like for all of you right now together in one voice, one heart, wherever you're watching this, let's quote Psalms 91. And I'm believing God will release an anointing, a covering, a pavilion, covering you and your loved ones and your families. Amen. For the days to come, we'll step into the days to come like Jesus prayed in John 17. He prayed to the Father in his high priestly prayer the night that he was betrayed and delivered to the hands of the Romans. He prayed this prayer, Father, I pray not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil in the world. Amen. So that prayer is answered for sure. Let's line ourselves with that prayer. Are you ready? All together now, one heart, one voice, read. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, not of the pestilence that walks in darkness, not of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. With long life, my salvation. Amen. Amen. Amen.
The safest place you can possibly be in this broken, fallen planet is what the 91st Psalm calls the secret place of the Most High. No disaster, disease, or calamity can touch you there. And in his exciting series titled Truths from Psalm 91, God's Promise of Protection Revealed, Pastor Joseph Prince reveals the simple but powerful keys to making that place of safety your everyday home. Right now, this 2-sermon audio series is yours, and thanks for a gift of any amount to Joseph Prince Ministries. And for a short time, we'll include as a free bonus Pastor Joseph Prince's powerful book, The Prayer of Protection, Living Fearlessly in Dangerous Times. And in gratitude for your gift of $60 or more, you'll get both of these resources, plus the comforting and encouraging series of 4 messages on DVD titled Positioned in His Protection. Simply request the Safe Under His Wings package with your gift. Are you ready to take a full and life-changing dive into a new life of peace and protection? Then you'll want the complete Promise of Protection collection, which includes all of the tools just mentioned, plus the Prayer of Protection devotional and the illuminating audio series, Activate Your Angels. All are yours for a gift of only $100 or more for a short time. Don't live another day in fear or worry. Call or click right now to request your resources and begin your journey into peace and protection. Life is good in the secret place of the Most High.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.